You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 247 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben. Happy Thursday.
I just told you that. I'm not sure that it is 240. I just told you that.
I'm pretty positive it's 247. we're only doing two a week now, so it should be pretty easy to remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy Thursday. We are ready to talk some golf, do some scenarios. We've kind of come up with a fun little format for today's show. So tonight's episode is brought to you. All these scenarios are brought to you by
all of them.
Brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today, guys. If you haven't already done it, you need to create your account, sign up, and get a 50% welcome bonus. You give them $50. You give them $100. They're going to give you $50 back free to play with.
He does it maths.
I don't do math very well, but there's all kind of lines you can play. There's live betting. There's first half, second half, quarters. There's everything. I mean, everything you can possibly think of, they got it. You got to sign up today. Get your account ready, and let's go. Let's rock and roll.
Yes.
BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Okay, Ben.
Yes, sir.
It's scenario time. We haven't done scenarios in a really long time. It's time to get some scenarios going.
Time to get crazy.
Yes. Yes, it is time to get crazy. So we had this idea. We're going to do this format where I'm going to give Ben two scenarios. Ben's going to give me two scenarios, and then we're going to do one together at the end. So
and we'll discuss because Kyle will probably – argue that he wants to do this, and I'll probably come up with some weird ass stuff to get around whatever Kyle wants me to do.
Exactly. Ben's gonna try to find some way to skirt the rules. That's just what Ben does. All right, so Ben, I'm gonna let you lead off. You hit me with your first scenario.
All right, hey, I want to, you know, since we only got two, I was like, which one do I go with first? So I'm gonna go. I went with something because he said, you know, you make it about me. And I was kind of like, okay, I'm trying to think of the stuff that kind of fits Kyle that doesn't fit anybody else. Kyle is one that likes to be coached. Like he loves for somebody to give him instruction. He loves to say, hit it here. He loves to say, you're doing this, fix it. You know, he loves that. So I said, for Kyle, he can have free lessons for life from the top coaches at their particular venue.
Oh, wow.
So if one of those guys, if Ledbetter wants to teach you at Torrey, you get to go learn at Torrey. You get to go learn at Pebble. You get to go learn at Bethpage. The Harmons want to have you their course, you get to go. No charge. No plane fee, no hotel, no charge for the lesson. You get your lessons. You get what you want. Or you get to play one venue per year free of charge, that is famous. It can even be Augusta. It can be Riviera. It can be private course, public course.
Yeah.
It can be Tiger Woods' backyard 9-hole course that he has.
Oh, wow.
Any course within the continental United States. You cannot go to Hawaii, and you can't go to Europe, and you can't play in the British Open courses. You have to stay within. Same thing with the coaches. You got to stay in the continental U.S. You can't go learn at St. Andrews. Can't do that. You got to stay here. Okay. So that's your scenario. You get to either get your free lessons, which you would absolutely friggin' love. You know you would.
Yeah.
And you got to gamble. You know, you may get to, not only do they give you lessons on that course, you may get to play that course. I don't know. You may get to play it.
So I'm guaranteed one of the elitist venues a year for
free of charge. Like,
room and board, travel, everything.
Everything.
Man. That is tough.
I wanted to make it tough. I wanted you to have to think about this and go, dang it. I wanted you to have to go, okay, I see this positive in this. I see this positive in this, but I got to go with this.
My swing sucks so bad right now that I'm going to be extremely recency biased, but I'm going with the lessons. I want to go lessons. If I could get a lesson a day,
from the pro at my course, I would probably swap out the famous coaches and just have that as my thing. I love to go to the range. I love to practice. And my swing is terrible right now. Like, it is absolutely pathetic. I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, I'm going to take one club and completely just redo everything. Just take one club to the range, just completely redo everything. It's terrible.
This is definitely recency bias. Cause think about this. Cause I got to thinking about the pros and cons of this. Cause I kind of, when I was thinking about this, I even texted you beforehand. I said, I kind of like your scenarios for me. Cause I would like to have to make that choice. I got to think that after free lessons for life, man, you could wear that shit out the first year. Like, you could go get Butch to teach you. You get Ledbetter to teach you. You could get, you know, all these guys, Butch's sons to teach you. Like, you could get all these famous guys that first year, but you get the one venue per year for life to go to any. Like, do you realize how many great courses there are in the United States that it would take you 15, 20 years just to get through the most famous courses that we see on television?
That's a long time, man.
It's a long time to have to take lessons, too, because after you take those lessons for a year and you get all better, you're done. Like, you'd be tired.
So it's for only 1 year?
No, the lessons are for life.
Okay, yeah. I could just go over to, is it Scott Hamilton or whatever? Who's the guy over in Cartersville, Georgia, who's like, he's Kisner's coach and he does all the Barstool guys. Like,
what is his name? I can't remember.
Yeah, but what's his home course? I mean, he's not Augusta.
Who cares? I'm just saying, there's a lot of fun you could have, doing. I definitely do the lessons one a year. Like, I could just go do one a year and pay for it. You know what I mean? So,
I was thinking too, is no, it's free lessons for life.
I'm saying, like, I could just go do the,
like, you wouldn't have to pay. You could go every week to a different person to get lessons if you wanted. It's free for life. You could take a year off of work and just go take lessons everywhere, or play the venues. I got to think about this, and I think just because I'm so damn hard headed, anytime somebody tries to help me, I end up getting back in my old habits. And so, being closer to 50 than you are for sure, I'd probably have to take the one venue per year wherever I wanted in the U.S. Cause I mean, that would easily, I could knock out the next 15, 20 years at some really nice courses.
Oh, sure.
And so, but I got to think about the lessons too. I thought, man, think about who you could bump into. Like, I could be over there with Sean Foley and like four other players be working with me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be pretty damn cool.
That would be cool.
But I could be over at Augusta National cause I get to use my year and I could go during the practice round when some of those guys are over there and knock it out. How about that?
I mean, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. It would be.
But that one, you blow your wad one time a year. So. All right. Let me hit you in mine.
Was that decent? Was that all right?
That was a good one. I had to think about that one. All right. So, try to be real personal here. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Ben loves shoes. Ben loves fashion. Okay.
Yes.
So, Ben, I'm going to give you an either or option. Okay. Option one is keep everything the same. Nothing changes. So the option one is nothing changes. Okay.
So everything in my closet and everything in my garage is, I can't get it any better whatsoever.
No, well, you could get it, but yeah.
Like just think about your life right now, the way you get new shoes, the way you get new clothes, how the frequency, whatever.
Okay.
Stays the same. Okay. Option number two, immediately you hit the ball 320 yards off the tee box. Okay. Mm. You hit the ball 320 off the tee box and you have like high level accuracy. I'm talking 80%+ fairways. Okay. Wow. You're not a whole lot of blowing the ball off. I mean, we're talking about if your misses are, you're just going to be just off the fairway. Okay.
Okay.
Just be 320 in play out there. But you get one golf outfit and one pair of shoes, and that's it. And you have to wear it every time you play. The only caveat is you can have a warm weather and a cool weather outfit. It's got to be basically the same color palette, and it's the same outfit every time you play. Every time you play, you immediately become a bomber, and you're in play. And just think about the rest of your game: wedges, putting. But, or you can just keep everything the same way, the way you adore your your custom printed shoes and your loud colored polos. Your little bit long, too long shorts that are brightly colored as well. I mean, you get to keep doing all that. So what's it going to be?
You know, I've never hit the ball 320. Mm. Even like downhill in the wind. It has never gone 320.
Yeah.
So that sounds very appealing. You know how it sounds appealing?
What's that?
Pink shirt with baby blue shorts with fly ass shoes that I can go and pre-order and get delivered to me and be looking good on the golf course. Give me the fashion, baby. To hell with that 320. I'm still going to wear it out that 260 down the fairway in the middle.
Wow.
I don't take the length, not when I can take the looks, my man.
Wow, but you don't look that good, Ben. I'm just
you saw the outfit that I posted on Instagram on our dad bod. I mean, you saw the baby blue pants and the pink and blue and like green polka dot shirt with the pink hat that matched the pink polka dots in the shirt that said nutted on it. Like you can't, that's just,
so
you can't teach that.
Did you struggle over that at all? I just thought that would be really, I mean,
I did struggle. 320 sounds real nice. I got to be honest with you. And to hell with, like you were talking about, you even threw in that you could even be accurate with your wedges and all that kind of stuff when you,
you're already accurate with your wedge. I'm saying like as good as you are with your wedges and putting, like if you could hit it 320 and you're in play every single time, I mean, you're going to be.
No, because I'm going to be looking like Adam Scott. And I just don't want to do that.
So what? One of the best golfers in our club dresses worse than it's so funny.
That part is, I use that example and my wife would be, he's like, he and Tiger are like the only two golfers that she knows because she thinks he's hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you not seen what he wears? And she goes, I don't care about that. I'm like, good That's night.
Funny. See there, she doesn't even care. Even your wife doesn't care.
Just go hit bombs.
Oh man, I can't. That's just part of my personality. I just love the bright colors and going out there and just looking kind of different on the golf course. I love it. Like it's funny because before I uploaded those, I sent them to a group chat that I have. It's a guy in Nashville, a guy in Memphis, and a guy up in Sand Rock, and I sent it to that group chat, which they're probably listening to this. And one of them replied back and said, well, Ben, you're definitely different on a golf course. I'll give you that.
I love it.
And that was all. I didn't know if that was a compliment or if he was making fun of me, but that spoke to me. That spoke to my heart.
Spoke to your heart.
Said that. Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, I got to take the clothes. You know what
speaks? You know what speaks to my heart?
What's that?
Swannies.co. Swannies speaks to my heart.
How could I look fly in Swannies if I'd be stuck? That's and all point. Tan at all times.
That's why you chose it. He chose, he sacrificed a 320 bombs so he can wear more Swannies. That's exactly why I did it. And he uses coupon code DadBodGolfPod -25. He takes 25% off every single order that he gets. This is one of the new hats from the Black Swan Collection Celebrate Pars. I think that's their new thing, their new little logo.
Yeah, that's their new logo. That's celebrate the tan pars. Hat I got. It's awesome.
We love to celebrate Pars, and we love to celebrate Swannies. Getting cold. Yeah. It's hitting us hard, randomly right now. I'm sure it'll be like 80 degrees next week, but
no doubt.
Regardless, they got you covered with hoodies, pullovers, things like that. We all just got a bunch of them in that Black Friday, the Black Swan special.
Black Swan
collection. So be sure.
But that's what you can get for Black Friday. That's what they're pushing for. Black Swan coming out right around the Black Friday time. So go and hit them up.
Yep, absolutely. Swannies, life's a party, dress for it, F-O-R-E.
Right. That's exactly what I just chose. Life is a party, I'm dressing F-O-R-E.
You dress for the party. All right, Ben, hit me with the next scenario.
All right, another thing that Kyle, that we've talked about numerous times on this pod, he's given this story numerous times. We kind of make fun of him for it a little bit. Kyle has had a hole-in-one. Nobody believes him because he was by himself, and even the pro at the time, drove by and Kyle's like, I just hit a hole in one. He's like, that's great. And just kept driving. Didn't even acknowledge it. So I'm going to give you an opportunity here, Kyle. You ready for this?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You can have a hole in one per month.
Oh my God.
Per month.
Okay.
For life. But
by yourself,
if you do that, you can't ever break 90.
Oh.
Can't ever break 90. Or you could never have another hole in one the rest of your life and always shoot 75 or below. You're 90 years old and you can shoot 75 or below, but you're never going to have a hole in one.
Okay, so the one per month. Listen, all right, let me clarify the rules here. One per month. Are people with me?
Yeah, anybody. Yeah, you get one. You can be. I would suggest you never play by yourself, because that'll be the day that you get your hole in one for the month. And that's 12 a year. You get 12 a year for life.
Okay, second question.
Yes.
The not breaking 90, is that every round of golf or just in the round of golf that I make a hole in one?
No, it's every round of golf. You're getting a hole in one a month for life.
Mm.
For life.
Yeah, I'm going to take there are people that are great golfers that live their whole life without having a hole in one. I'll just take this one. I get it. It's kind of like a playoff of I have a tease. I haven't had the chance to celebrate with friends. Number one, you're going to be buying a lot of drinks.
I knew you'd bring that up. You're drink free. You're going to be celebrated every single time. This is going to be something where people are going to want to play with you, because they're going to figure out after about the first year, and they're going to be like, he's going to have a hole in one. So, like, you need to go play with this guy. Like, he's going to hit a hole in one. He's going to shoot 91 that day, but he's going to have a hole in one.
Oh man. That's not fun to me. That would not be fun to me at all. Like if I get 10 over in a round, I'm ready to walk off the course no matter what hole it is. Like, I don't even want to play anymore.
Yeah, I came real close to saying 80, and I was like, no, because I think he'd probably do that. If he could just shoot, like, standard 80 every time, he may take that.
I don't know that I would do that.
I knew you wouldn't like 8. I knew you wouldn't like 82, but I was like, he may take 80. I was like, he may take 80. For a hole in one per month, he may take 80. But
I think I'm just going to go stick. Let's just go stick.
So you're going to go... Yep, you never get another one the rest of your life. We're not real sure you had the first one, but you do always shoot 75 or below.
Yep, now I'll take that.
You're taking that?
Yeah, 100%. I think if the 90 round only came in your hole in one round, that would be something to think of. And then, like, you don't change anything else. Like, then it's just all the other rounds you play. It's just whatever happens, happens.
Okay. Well, let's call it audible. You get to do that.
I would take the hole in one in that case. 100%.
You're going to have a hole in one that day and you're still going to shoot 90 plus?
Yes, I would take that. I would take that. I think I shot like 40 in nine holes. I think I shot 43 when I hit the hole in one. I still hit a hole in one. It was awful. I was playing so bad. It was so hot. It was the hottest ever. I was deleting a lot of photos. I need to post it on Instagram.
Would make for a great story too, though, for us to all be in the clubhouse and be like, "Yeah, Kyle had a hole in one on 8." Oh, really? That's awesome. Yeah, shot 93.
Yeah, exactly. Shot 93 with a hole in one. I would definitely take that if it was just that round, for sure.
Wow. All
right.
Okay. So let me do the other scenario, because I had this written first and then I changed it to month.
Okay.
All right, hole in one per week, and you only shoot 90 on that round.
Yeah, I can't do that because I pretty much only get to play once a week. I can't do that.
I thought when I wrote this out, this is the one that I really like for myself.
Yeah,
because when I wrote out per week, I was like, you know, if I knew I was going to have a hole in one per week, I'd find a way to play twice a week.
Yeah.
Like, I'd find a way to play. So I knew that, yes, I may shoot 93 on Tuesday, but I knew come Sunday or Saturday, I was going to be going low, baby.
Yeah.
And maybe with it. So I wrote out various scenarios on that one, because I was like, what would I do here? What would I do? That, like, that was the one when I texted you, I said, I got one I really want for myself. I'm not real sure what I would do. And I still, even though you've given your opinion, I honestly still don't know what I would do.
It's tough. It's tough.
I've never had a hole in one. See, you, at least you have. I mean, I know nobody was around, but I've never had one.
Yeah, that it's.
I've hit them from the fairway numerous times, but yeah. I've never had a hole in one.
Yeah. Yep, that would have been a really tough, or I could, like I said, I could have gone either way if it was the one, if it was the 90 was only on the hole in one round, then that makes it a little bit tougher decision because I think I'd probably take the hole in one. All right, I got one for you. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Ben gets to play he's played Shoal Creek a bunch of times. He loves play farm links, loves nice courses. Okay. He's been to several nice courses. All right. So here's the scenario. We're thinking driving distance. Okay. So not anything over like 3 or 4 hours, like a day trip. Okay. You get to be a member of the nicest course that you can think of, your dream course that's within a day trip. You get to be a member there for free. Okay, but you can only play golf there, and you can only play golf like six times, basically one every other month, six times a year. Okay, all right. So think of that course. You don't have to say it, but just think of your dream course. What would be your dream course in a day trip in driving distance? You could play it for free, and you're a free member there. But you only get to play like six times a year.
It would either be Shoal, or I have not played this course in at least 7 years. The other one would probably be Kelly Plantation down at the beach.
Okay, that's what 3 hour three. That's doable.
About 3.5. Yeah, it's a day trip. Like it could be a day trip. I mean, we'd have to leave early in the morning in order to.
That's a good
off
one.
In time, but that's still that. One. I thought about when you just said that, I was like, okay, do I want to go to the beach and play, or do I want to go to the most magnificent place on earth that Kyle didn't go to this past week?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So there's that. Okay. Or think of like in your area, whatever, the worst golf course. You don't have to say it, but think about the worst golf course. Okay. It could be a 9-hole course. It could be an 18-hole course that's just really dumpy.
Penn Oaks is closed, right?
Yeah, it's been closed for like 100 years.
the Greens is still open, right? I think that one's pretty rough.
Okay, all right.
I have not played it. I just think, from what I've heard, I think it's pretty rough.
Okay, all right. We'll just say that. It's a 9-hole course. All right. You get to play there unlimited for free as much as you want, but that's the only course you get to play.
So for life?
For life, but you can
play. That's a no-brainer. I'm going to Shoal or Kelly Plantation. To hell with the Greens.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So
you can't play. I mean, your friends will still go with you to the Greens, but like you can play as many times as you want to for free at the worst. At least make it an 18-hole course. At least make it an 18-hole course. Just any goat track 18-hole. Like let's go. Like just think about this. Like back in the day, when it was in bad shape. Before it closed, like Auburn Links type stuff, like that's where the only place you can play. But you play there unlimited.
Well, now that changes things because I mean, if it's not,
it's in the bar, but I mean, it's like right before it closed, like bad shape, goat track.
Oh yeah, I'm still not. No, I'm not. Like if you would have said, like it would have been tough to weigh this option if you'd have said, and we wouldn't even go like great course. Like it couldn't have been RTJ or Moores Mill or SOG or AU Club. But if we'd said, and I love them to death, but even if you said the Pines, I'd still take Shoal or Kelly Plantation.
For six times a year? That's it?
Like if you'd have said the Lynx, because the Lynx was public when the Lynx was in good shape, I may have stayed with that one. Just because that was the course that I played in college. And I'll be honest with you, when you said 9-hole course, you know, growing up, we played Elba Country Club a lot and played Evergreen Country Club a lot. Because even though it said Country Club, it was public. You could go play.
I mean, right.
It's kind of funny. They're like, the Country
they
Club.
Just want money. They just want the revenue.
Yeah, they just wanted somebody to come in and play golf at their place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I may have stuck with our op Country Club, same thing. I may have kind of stuck with one of those 9-hole courses. I may have been like, you know what? I grew up doing that, so I could definitely do it. But playing the Greens or playing Pines, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, let's do this. Let's change it then. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say
I love the audibles we're throwing tonight.
All right, then let's go. Let's say the same scenario, dream course, six times a year, or let's just say one of the three local country clubs.
Oh, that's easy. I'd do the three local. One of the three. Local. Yeah. Yeah, because now if you, I will say the happy medium would have been if you would have said
you have once to drive somewhere.
If you'd have said once a month, if I could play the dream course 12 times a year, once a month, because I mean that's still every 30 days. If you'd have said once a month instead of once every 2 months, I don't know. That would have been a tough decision because recency bias like you talked about right now with it getting cold, I probably ain't gonna play more than once a month because you know me, I'm a wimp. If it gets in the 50s, I don't want to play. I'm just not doing that. That's so true. I mean, I could go.
You are a wimp.
I could literally go mid-November through mid-January and never pick up a club.
I'm with you. I'm with you. That's why I want a simulator in the house. I want a simulator in the garage. All right. What about this? All right. Same six every other month. So six times a year, dream course. Okay. The other course that you pick, you have to drive at least an hour to get there.
Yeah, I could do that because I could go to Montgomery, go to Prattville.
So you would do that. You would still take that over dream course six times a year. That's a
no, pain. That's still a pain because I don't know that I could get you guys to go with me or my other group of buddies to go with me. Like I would just be going by myself to play in Prattville or going by myself to play down in Eufaula or going up by myself to go play at Stillwaters. I mean, all still nice courses, but I mean, hell, you saw how hard it was for us to get a group together to go to Shoal. I mean, it was a friggin' 4 week preparation of
two and a half hours. 2 hours.
Can you go this day? Can you go this day? Everybody was like, no, 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 no. And then like we come up with a day and then everybody gets sick and they can't, you know what I mean? Like,
so you would take, which in that scenario, you would take the dream course?
Probably take the dream course on that. If it's an hour away, I'd probably take the dream course just because I don't want to just go play by my damn self an hour away.
Yeah.
Which is what I'd end up getting stuck doing.
That was tough. It was tough whenever
our course was shut down and some of the best courses that we could go, or not say some of the best, the ones that we could get tee times at were an hour away. It was such a pain.
Yeah.
Or it was like 45 minutes. It's like, God, that sucks so bad. It's like,
well, I mean, think about it. You and I talk about it all the time, like the greatest day in golf that I had, played at Farm Links in the morning and then played at Shoal later that day. Like I haven't played at Farm Links since then. And that's only an hour and a half up the road, but every time I try to get some guys to go up there, it's like, no, man, we can't this day. No, we can't that day. Or me doing a morning show, I can't leave till 9:30 or 10 to go. So that gets us teeing off at 1. And everybody's like, no, I got to be home because kids and stuff at 5. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard once you get an hour away, man. It's so much easier just to go, you know, especially you, like, not living far from the club, just to be able to go grab 9 holes and go back to the house and – I mean, you can't do that an hour away. Like, I can't just go, even though it's unlimited golf, like, I can't just be like, hey, I'm going to run to Montgomery or run to Prattville. I'm going to go play 9 holes and then come back home.
You're totally right. You're totally right. It's tough. All right. That was pretty solid.
Those were good. You got some good ones.
Yeah, we need to do more of these. This is the kind of stuff everybody loves. If you got ideas on scenarios, hit us with them, and we will
Have we gone too long? Have you got the mutual one that we came up with?
Let's just save that one. That's a good one. Okay. We'll save that one for next time. So y'all have a great rest of the week, great weekend, play some golf, and we'll chat back again next week. So have some fun, and we'll catch you later. So episode 247 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod, and we're always scenarioing.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always strokin'.